Companies want to hold on to their best people. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, assistant professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, discusses brain drain or the outmigration of ideas.
In communities that have long experienced economic decline, how do we actively engage young adults and their imaginative capacities so that they have positive social impact? This question stimulated my recent study of participants in an event aimed at generating novel quality of life improvement ideas. We exposed students to collaborative design methodologies used by architects and urban planners. These design immersions encourage participants to use not only traditional coded language, but also spatial or three-dimensional information. My colleagues and I had expected that our subjects would gain valuable skills for collectively investigating and solving complex community challenges. However, what surprised us was that they also gained greater entrepreneurial self-confidence and reported being more likely to remain in their local communities. Previous research reveals that young community members tend to outmigrate when they perceive few or limited career opportunities. They leave home in search of greener grasses, and when they depart, so do their ideas. But perhaps the grass at home can be greener. Instead, it seems that exposing them to the ways of designers may help them become empowered, entrepreneurial, and committed. All essential ingredients for making our localities more creative, vibrant, and economically sustainable.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. All together now. All together now. All together now. In no man's